Welcome to the Core Podcast, your source for IoT insight and trends. Recently, the Boston Consulting Group predicted that B2B spending on IoT technologies, applications, and solutions will swell to $270 billion by 2020. As IoT becomes a more mainstream option for driving value and achieving business goals, adoption of the technology by organizations previously too small to even consider it will emerge. Core Chief Marketing Officer Sue Holub joins us now to discuss this trend. Sue, what are some of the drivers behind IoT's seemingly unstoppable growth?
It's exciting. You know, one of the main ones is greater adoption of 4G, which allows for richer, faster applications, and honestly will quickly become LTE, long-term evolution, longer-term. So we see change there. Also, there's more saturated market awareness of how IoT can be applied to just about anything to create efficiencies. And then finally, I'd say probably near universal nature of mobile devices, phones, tablets, etc. The growth and proliferation of those devices, both the types and where around the world, is just booming.
Until recently, the ability to use IoT as a differentiator was a luxury of only the largest organizations. Why was that?
You know, IoT infrastructures were traditionally built from the ground up, which is very expensive for any organization. You have to design, secure, repair, and even update the applications out of your own pocket. So if you can afford to do that, you have the opportunity to patent the intellectual property used to build the application, and that has real market value. However, this simply wasn't an option for most B2Bs until recently. Think of it this way. You love being on the water, and maybe you can scrape up enough money for a really nice boat. Maybe. But what if the engine dies? Chances are you don't have enough money to repair it. Even if small businesses could creatively find the resources to build an IoT platform, which again has historically been really difficult, one technical glitch could suddenly become a big, big problem. So when you think about it, cost became a real barrier.
Why are small and mid-sized companies now able to pursue and successfully deploy IoT implementations?
There's an expectation of connectivity-driven solutions in every aspect of life. The demand's never been greater. If you can't connect to it, it has no value to you. And so that market demand has created a need for access to really turnkey IoT solutions that bring together connectivity, but also hardware, security, and the services that support them. So now organizations can get everything they need without having to build it themselves. But none of that really matters if they can't afford it. The key to small businesses getting their hands on IoT is really the cost. We're now seeing price points dropping to a more reasonable level, and that lets smaller organizations finally get some skin in the game. So what's exciting is seeing some of the creative applications that the smaller companies can come up with.
With some of those obstacles now removed, what industries do you see benefiting most from the IoT door widening?
Well, you know, you have the traditional adopters in IoT, some of the larger enterprise organizations like healthcare or fleet management and tracking, even digital signage and retail. But I think the real value here is thinking about, on a smaller company scale, how they can start to get into IoT. So, for example, in healthcare, you might have a home healthcare business that can start to do IoT that didn't have access to it before, or a local entertainment and security company that can start leveraging IoT in providing alarm monitoring or personal emergency response systems. So what we see, the opportunity is for smaller independent companies in local markets bringing IoT to their customers.
And finally, Sue, what suggestions would you offer to small and mid-sized companies looking for help in implementing IoT strategies?
I see five key things. You need a partner who can scale with you and adapt as technology evolves and your business expands. Next, I'd say security is critical. The data IoT platforms can produce are not only valuable to you, the company, or the resources inside the company, but they're valuable to criminals. So you want to make sure your partner has a track record of demonstrated security capabilities. Next, your partner should have the hardware and software solutions to implement exactly what you want to either build or launch to your key stakeholders and audiences. Also, at some point, there may be a technical issue. IoT is still an evolving space. So how quickly can that partner get you up and running and avoid downtime or address issues once the implementation's live? And then finally, I'd say seek a partner that has more turnkey versus brick-by-brick solutions, because the sooner you're up and running as a small business, the sooner you can use IoT as a differentiator.
Our guest has been Core Chief Marketing Officer Sue Holub. For more insight into addressing IoT challenges, visit www.corewireless.com. Thank you for listening to the Core Podcast.